With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With former President Trump on the verge of clinching the GOP presidential nomination and President Biden well on his way to being the Democrat standard-bearer, the 2024 presidential campaign kicked into high gear in Georgia over the weekend, both candidates holding rallies in the Peach State.
The president delivered his post-State of the Union message in Atlanta.
Our freedoms are literally on the ballot this November. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are trying to take our freedoms away.
Meanwhile, former President Trump rallied supporters in Rome, Georgia.
Under Biden, we have a three-year inflation rate of almost 50%. Under me, you had no inflation.
The dueling rallies came ahead of Georgia's presidential primary on Tuesday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NATO has its 32nd member. The Swedish flag flies over NATO headquarters today, a further expansion of the alliance 2 years after Russia's invasion of Ukraine persuaded neutral Sweden to seek safety under the alliance's security umbrella. Also at SRNnews.com, the war in Gaza rages on, the explosive conflict ignited by the Hamas terror attack on Israel in October. The BBC's Yolanda Nell monitoring developments from Jerusalem.
Hopes for a ceasefire, which would have seen the release of some of the remaining Israeli hostages held by Hamas, have stalled, with both sides blaming each other. Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with an offensive in Rafah in southern Gaza, saying this is key to defeating Hamas. The U.S. President Joe Biden had earlier described carrying out such an operation in the area crowded with displaced people as his red line.
The leader of Al-Qaeda in Yemen is dead. The U.S. government had a $5 million bounty on the head of the terrorist leader. Stocks are lower on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is down 211 points, while the Nasdaq is off 57 points. This is SRN News. Florida lawmakers have passed a bill that would allow volunteer chaplains in the public schools.
Under a bill that's been sent to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, Florida school districts could opt to allow volunteer chaplains into their buildings. The state Senate passed the bill over the objections of opponents who argued religion should be kept out of schools. Supporters argue the legislation will provide another resource for children and pointed to chaplains who serve in other government roles, such as police or military chaplains. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Abortion clinics in Maryland could pay for enhanced security and greater access through a grant program being considered by state lawmakers. Supporters want to tap into millions of dollars that have sat unused by insurance carriers as part of the Federal Affordable Care Act. They testified that Maryland was seeing a rise in demand for its abortion clinics since Roe v. Wade was struck down by the Supreme Court. This is SRN News. As investigators continue their work, we are learning more about a recent deadly military helicopter crash in Texas.
Authorities have released the names of the three who died in the incident. The New York National Guard troops were Chief Warrant Officer Casey Frankowski and Chief Warrant Officer John Gracia. Border Patrol Agent Chris Luna was also killed. A National Guard soldier who was seriously injured remains hospitalized. Cause of the crash still under investigation. Jason Walker reporting.
Police in Jonesboro, Arkansas say three people were killed, several others injured, when shooting erupted at a private party early yesterday morning. Officers found multiple gunshot victims when they arrived on the scene near Jonesboro's downtown around 5 on Sunday morning. Jonesboro police say a man and a woman who were acquaintances of the gunman died. The shooter also died. More details at SRNnews.com.